Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is November 1st, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Peter Snow reporting. The 2012 annual benefits open enrollment will begin next week, November 10th through the 29th, 2011. We will provide more details in this Friday's edition of Dear AFA. We often consider activity onboard the aircraft when reviewing safety and security procedures, but personal safety at layover locations should also be at the forefront of safety in our work environment. Consider reviewing the following hotel safety information. Do not mention room numbers in the presence of other hotel guests, and request hotel staff not to announce your room number. Insist that the crew sign-in sheet be kept in a secure place. Try to have rooms assigned close to other crew members when possible. Prior to closing the room door, check your room with a fellow crew member and use your suitcase to prop the door open. When you are alone on a layover, you might consider requesting hotel security or other staff to escort you to your room and wait while you inspect the entire room. Check closets, under beds, behind drapes, and the bath. Ensure the phone is working and you can directly dial 911 or other emergency number if needed and it's locally available. Take note of the number of fire exits, where they are located, and if re-entry is possible from floor to floor. Once inside the room and the door is closed, use all available doors and window locks. While at the layover hotel, keep personal luggage in your possession or secured at all times. Leave valuables at home or place them in the hotel safe. Place your room key and your flashlight at your bedside, and keep in mind that we stay in some areas subject to earthquakes and tornadoes, so review available hotel emergency procedures. Verify with the front desk the identity of anyone at your room door, including room service, before allowing them inside. Addressing our layover safety and security is a priority of our Hotel and Transportation Committee. If you experience an incident that compromises safety, be sure to document the event through Travelog in Unimatic so that AFA has the necessary data to address and resolve the situation as soon as possible. Qantas employee unions have been demonstrating and voicing their concern regarding wage inequality and the move of jobs out of Australia to Asia. Reacting to pressure created by the unions, Qantas management grounded all their jets over the weekend. On Monday, a government tribunal ordered that the airline needed to lift the grounding of its fleet and go back to the skies on Monday, granting 21 days for Qantas and its workers to resolve their dispute. Air France cabin crews are protesting cuts to staffing levels in a 5-day strike action. The crew strike is backed by 4 of the 7 unions representing 15,000 employees. In response to the strike, Air France reduced some flights and operated about 91% of its scheduled flights today, the 4th day of the strike. On Friday, the MEC Negotiating Committee question of expedited mediation. Issues that were discussed included trip trading, legal rest, hotels, monthly quarterly maximums, and increased line of flying averages. The next expedited mediation session will be November 14th through the 18th in Washington, D.C. The agenda for this date is expected to include reserve, monthly quarterly maximums, trip trading, and any of the other major issues that have already been on the agenda from our first two sessions. More information regarding the expedited mediation process can be found on our website in the expedited mediation section or by joining the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network FAN newsletter on our website. We encourage you to stay focused on the potential for an agreement using the expedited mediation process, and remember, our success at the negotiating table is directly related to the level of support our negotiating committee receives from you, standing firmly behind them. We create the opportunity through negotiation. You provide the power to make it happen through our solidarity. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.